USA Radio News.
Representative Nancy Mace on Wednesday demanded to know why President Joe Biden has taken a year to look at supply chain problems. The Congresswoman told Newsmax that Biden should already have been meeting with advisors and industry leaders concerning the problems that have led to empty shelves and a lack of vital supplies. Meanwhile, CNN reported Biden received a progress report from cabinet members and private sector CEOs, which said the administration is making headway to alleviate supply chain problems. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized a new COVID-19 treatment from Pfizer. It's the first pill to treat the virus to become available. The pill, known as Paxlovid, is seen as a major step forward in the fight against the virus, with trials showing it reduced the risk of hospitalization or death by 89% in high-risk patients. This is USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
President Joe Biden has extended the student loan pause.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
National Hockey League players will not attend the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The league announced that news on Wednesday. The league also said the decision hinged on the disruption in the regular season schedule as a result of the rising number of COVID-19 cases throughout the NHL. 9 days after a tornado demolished his office building in Mayfield, Kentucky, Sonny Gibson found his office cat, Maddox, unscathed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The parents of a teenager charged with killing four students at a Michigan high school last month are asking for a lower bond so they can get out of jail. An attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly says they did not anticipate their son Ethan would commit violence and are devastated like others in the Oxford community. The parents are charged with involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say they made the gun accessible to their son. Ethan Crumbly is charged with four counts of murder and other crimes. Attorney General Merrick Garland said he won't re-imprison inmates sent home for COVID-19 protocols.
Merrick Garland's Justice Department announced Tuesday that the U.S. Bureau of Prisons is no longer required to re-imprison federal inmates who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. Mr. Garland said in a statement, "Thousands of people on home confinement have reconnected with their families, have found gainful employment, and have followed the rules." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Army is developing a vaccine to fight against COVID-19 and SARS origin variants, and a report shows the new treatment could be announced within weeks. Scientists now need to understand how the vaccine interacts with people who've already been vaccinated or have previously had the virus. Sally Ann Howes, who played as a child actor before she later starred in the 1968 film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang with Dick Van Dyke, has died. Howes was 91. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.